having a discussion about this teacher got locked up, man, choking out one of his students. This kid, this boy, kept calling the teacher bruh. And as the teacher kept telling this kid, my name, you can call me sir, not bruh. Well, the kid instigated, got in the teacher's face. I'm sorry, little bruh. Teacher lost it, started choking him out.
It's going to do it. Took it back to the 60s, huh?
Yeah, he did. So we're just discussing, like, don't call me blank is the game we're playing. Just something that you do not want to be known by or called ever. Don't call me blank.
833-730-6377.
Is there anything, JD, you don't want to be called?
Yeah, the five fingers of death. Are you ready for it? What a girl can call you? Buddy, pal, friend, bro, homie. Any one of those in a text message?
You don't
want
to be friend-zoned.
No, I do not want to be friend-zoned. Those hurt my soul. They just go right there.
You know what I didn't like about 5 years ago, 6 years ago? Unk.
I'm okay with unk because I don't take it serious.
I embrace it now. What up, unk? DJ Iceman yesterday when we were at Big Shot 2, the Mexicano. We saw DJ Iceman. He go, what up, unk? What up, nephew?
Oh, so you didn't like it when he was calling you that 5 years ago?
Five, six. You know when that term started coming out, it just makes you feel old. And now I'm like, hey, what's up, nephew? You know what I mean? What up, unk? Let's talk to Marie in Chandler. All right, Marie, give us yours. You don't want to be called what?
Hey, I can't stand when people call me love. It's so irritating.
Really? Okay.
I mean, that's a personal thing. Like, don't do that.
Don't do it.
Not for you to call me love. Okay. I'm not your love.
Okay. So give an example.
So I'm at work. It happens a lot at work. You know, I think people think that it's sweet and it's cute and, you know, maybe doing whatever, have a conversation with them. They're like, oh, you know what, love? That. What? No.
Is it pause?
Let's put a pause on that for sure.
You know what? I'm guilty of that. I'm working on it. I got told that probably about 4 years ago, someone I work with. And I said, and I don't think I ever come off creepy by saying it. I say, thanks, love. I appreciate that. And she's like, don't call me that.
But it's weird.
I know.
It's so weird. Like, stop doing that, okay?
Yeah.
It's not in the corporate jargon, you know, terms. You know, to call someone love. Right. You call someone their name. Yeah, in like a workplace.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all.
Yeah, and I think as women, I feel like those, I guess, phrases or names just feel like condescending to us or like you're talking down to us a little bit. So I know sweetheart is one that triggers a lot of women.
Sweetheart, yeah. Love, babe, all of those. Like, ew, creepy. It is creepy.
But Joey, when you say it, you have like a soft heart when you say it. Because I've picked up on it myself like years ago, and I've never thought it was anything malicious, but I'm glad that, you know, if that's how you feel and you're bringing it to our attention, we would have no idea as men.
Exactly.
Right?
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
And I always say it to, like, listeners. If you hear me, like, hey, congratulations, love. Hold on right there. I always still say it, but I don't mean it in a creepy way. It's just part of the way I talk to people, but I learned that I try to stop that in the workplace. But if I talk to listeners, like, hey, love. What's your opinion, you know?
Yeah, I will say it doesn't sound weird coming from you, Joey, because you've said hun to me before, and you're like, all right, have a good weekend, hun, or all right, talk to you later, hun, and I don't find it weird. I think it's all about tone.
Tone.
Yeah.
If you have more of a relationship with a person, that's different. I mean, I'm talking about, like, colleagues, coworkers, where it ain't that. You know what I mean?
Okay, we get it. You're hurt.
You hate your coworkers. Got it.
Yeah.
So did you tell them? Did you tell, like, hey, please don't call me that, or just irritate you and you
did.
Take it? You did.
I did. I'm usually, like you said, very sweet and lighthearted with, like, no, don't do the love thing for me. That's just not good for me.
And what is their response?
They're receptive.
Good.
Whether they do that with other people, that's on them. But yeah.
Not you. Not today.
Just for me.
Yeah, I felt so bad when I got confronted by a girl. I was like, don't call me that. I was like, what? It's like, don't call me love. I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry. She's like, nah, women don't like that. I'm like, really?
Oh, yeah.
Like,
I tried it in a bar.
That's the worst place you can do it.
I picked it up from Joey. And again, it comes from a good place. So I never really caught it. And they're like, wait, don't call me that. I don't know you. My man's over there. Yeah. I'm like, all right, chill.
All right, chill. You got defensive.
Yeah. And then I took their drink back and this is not for you.
So I took their shot. Like, all right, well, you're lost, love.
Yeah.
Well, love is strong on the board. And guys, we got to do better.
Yeah.
All right. Wait, what if a girl called you love? Do you allow that? As a co-worker, you barely know the same kind of equal.
again, if it's someone that I have a relationship with, I can kind of tolerate it a little bit more. But just a random, we work together, you see me, I see you, keep it Marie.
Keep it Marie.
Keep it Marie.
Keep it Marie. K-I-M. Keep it Marie. Kim that. All right. Well, thank you for sharing that. Later.
Later.